This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Southwest Airlines is trying to get a Denver judge to throw out a fine from Colorado's Labor Department. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the ongoing legal battle.
The fight stems from the Colorado Healthy Family Workplaces Act. It requires most employers to provide paid sick leave during public health emergencies. Southwest and other airlines say they shouldn't be subject to the law, according to a report in Business Den. The state's Labor Department levied a $1.3 million fine against Southwest last year, alleging thousands of employees didn't get sick leave. Southwest claimed in its recent lawsuit that the allegations are unsupported, according to BizDen. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
First-year University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders unveiled his first recruiting class Wednesday. 42 athletes signed with the Buffs, making it the largest class in program history. And Sanders says he's looking to build the class further with transfer students.
This is just a pause. This is just a comma. Because there's a lot of people that's going to bungee jump in that portal after spring because they're going to be disappointed in the playing time and the commitment or the level of participation that they're garnishing. And we're going to take full advantage of that.
The record haul includes a top defensive player and last year's top high school recruit. 24/7 Sports ranks the class 21st in the nation. An investigation is underway after Littleton police officers shot and killed a man during a pursuit early Thursday morning. The department says the man was on a motorcycle and ignored police orders to pull over. He then crashed and ran away. Police say the suspect had a gun and officers shot at him. He later died of his injuries at a local hospital. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 10:06. Coming up next, it's 1A. Thanks for joining us.